Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
At least 55 people in the United States have died after receiving the COVID vaccine. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this is underreporting because many of these cases don't get reported, but what we know as of a couple of weeks ago, at least 55 people in the United States have already died after receiving a COVID vaccine.
And this hasn't been out very long.
No, it hasn't. Yeah. The vaccine, the Pfizer version, was just approved, and it's not the normal approval in terms of getting final approval. It's more of an experimental or an emergency, I should say, approval basis. So that means that there's a lot of information that we don't know about the results of the vaccine. We do know some of the information and some of the risk of the vaccine, and we've seen some of that, including Bell's palsy, and now we see deaths. But it's not just the United States of America. We'll talk about a case that's quite shocking down in Miami of a 56-year-old Miami doctor, very pro-vaccine, very healthy, significant complications within 72 hours, and we'll talk about his case. But it's not just America. We got these at least 55 people. We have at least 29 people now in Norway. Norway has issued a warning. We have complications in California. California's epidemiologist at the top of the state has issued a warning to stop a particular batch of Moderna from being distributed because of some of the allergic reactions that are happening. We've seen four deaths, at least in Israel, with at least 13 cases of Bell's palsy, which is facial paralysis, and we've seen other things happening like that around the country as
and
well.
Aren't some of the companies also using aborted baby cells?
Well, Pfizer and did not have it supposedly in the deployment phase, but used aborted cells of babies in the testing phase, in its development phase.
So I know that's stopped a lot of Christians from even wanting to go near a vaccine.
Yeah,
because
AstraZeneca,
of that
for example, not only uses them in the testing phase, in the development phase, I should say, but also in the deployment phase. So you're going to have that in the actual vaccine itself. But
so that's an ethical issue that a lot of Christians are saying, no way, I don't want to be a part of
that. Yeah, there's a real serious issue what we have with the vaccine. And you may be pro-vaccine, you may be anti-vaccine. The point that I want to make is that it should be your choice, and it should not be forced on you by the government or by the airline to say that you need this vaccine card or this digital health passport in order to fly on an airplane.
And we should always do our own research, too, before submitting to anything like this.
Yeah, and there's, you know, here's the thing. If you look at the normal vaccine development, from the time that you begin researching it until the time you actually deploy it to the public, it takes 10 years on average, 10 years. And there's a 93%+ failure rate. So let me give you an idea. If you start off with 100 vaccines 10 years ago, and now you've finally reached the research and development, and you've reached the deployment phase and the testing, 93%+ of those vaccines will have failed along the line, and they'll never see the light of day. So you only have about 6 of the 100 that started off that will actually reach the very end. Of that 10-year phase, 5 years of which is devoted to testing. So there's lots of testing. 5 years, and you see it tested on all kinds of people, and you see it tested on all different time periods as well. None of that was possible with the vaccine that was from research to deployment done in less than a year. So here's a doctor down in Miami. He is a 56-year-old Miami doctor, recently died from the Pfizer biotech COVID vaccine. Within 72 hours of getting the vaccine, this active, perfectly healthy medical professional noticed a lot of blood vessels breaking and bleeding under the skin of his hands and his feet. Dr. Gregory Michael was rushed to the emergency room. Testing showed he had zero platelets in his blood. The normal range is 150,000 to 450,000 platelets per microliter of blood. And he had zero. Zero. When the normal is between 150 to 450,000 per microliter of blood. So he was admitted to the Mount Sinai Medical Center intensive care unit with a diagnosis there of various lack of these white blood cells and his platelets. And then what ultimately happened was the medical professionals were consulted from around the country. They put lots of platelets into his body. According to his wife, they like consumed all the platelets in Miami. Mm-hmm. Not sure how accurate that is, but obviously the point is she's saying they gave him lots and lots and lots of platelets and to no avail. A team of doctors tried for 2 weeks to raise his platelet count to no avail. Experts from all over the country were involved in his care. No matter what they did, the platelets would not go up in their count. His wife, Heidi Neckelman, said they gave him medicine. They gave him an incredible amount of platelet infusions. I'm told the platelets in Miami, Dade County, she said. After fighting for 2 weeks, he got a hemorrhagic stroke, bleeding into the brain, caused by the lack of platelets that took his life in a matter of minutes. Now, this is a quote from the wife here. She says, quote, he was a pro-vaccine advocate. That's why he got it himself. In my mind, she said, his death was 100% linked to the vaccine. There is no other explanation. The doctors also confirmed, quote, it was highly probable that the vaccine was the cause, close quote.
That's tragic.
It's a tragic situation. They tested him for everything. They tested him for cancer. It is this. They said they tried everything in their power to save him, and they pumped him full of platelets. But what happened is the vaccine continued to consume his platelets. And what we see with this vaccine is it has an mRNA component, and that is designed to actually create a reaction into your system, and then your system creates antibodies to attack it. And in this particular case, I don't know all the mechanism that was involved, but in some of these cases, for example, it activates certain aspects of your body and your body can attack itself.
But you know, the bottom line, Matt, people might say, well, Liberty Counsel, you're not medical professionals. Why are you even talking about this? But the bottom line is freedom. It should be our choice, not the government pushing you to do something like this. We need to do our own research. We need to find out what this is all about, what is in these vaccines. But the government has no right to push this.
To push that. And that's your own free choice.
Exactly.
Do your own research. I'm surprised, you know, some people are just so willing to get the vaccine without even doing their own research. And it happens whenever your liberty is taken away. Then people say, and they scare you, and they take away your freedom,
the media,
and they lock you down,
and
they say,
you,
but
yeah,
we'll give you this vaccine, and all will be well.
Right.
Well, that's been a plan of Bill Gates and many others for many, many years.
And the media is pushing that same narrative at people, scaring them.
Of the 55 people who have died, and the number is obviously going up from this time of this report in early January, there was a 66-year-old man. He was in a senior home in Colorado. He was sleeping. He stayed in bed the day after getting the Moderna vaccine. Early the next morning, he was observed in bed, lying still, pale, eyes half open, and foam coming from his mouth, and he was unresponsive. He was not breathing, and he had no pulse. Another 93-year-old South Dakota man was injected with the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine on January 4, around 11 a.m., about 2 hours later. He said he was tired and couldn't continue with the physical therapy he was doing. He was taken back to his room, where he said his legs felt heavy. Soon after, he stopped breathing. A nurse declared a do-not-resuscitate order. Apparently, he had a DNR, or at least that's what she declared. I don't know if it was in his file or not. But at any rate, this man died within hours. You see the same thing. For example, two men died in Israel shortly after they deployed the vaccine. The point is, you ought to have a choice. And that's what we're fighting for, is medical freedom, so that you can decide. Not the government, not some corporation, not the airlines. You can decide how to manage your health and decide what to inject or not inject into your body. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and also Liberty Counsel Action, lcaction.org. That's lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.